Now to the story of one daring rescue that came out of Iowa. Nancy Baker orchestrated it. She's director of libraries at the University of Iowa, and she's on the phone now, standing behind the sandbags that are protecting the university library in Iowa City. Thanks for joining us, Nancy Baker.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So the rescue took 3 days. Nancy Baker, what did you save?
Well, just a wide assortment of manuscript collections. You know, these are papers of individuals, of organizations. I can't tell you the exact names of everything that came up. We have a whole floor on the third floor of our library now that looks like a bunker because we've moved everything up there. There's just boxes and boxes of manuscripts and archive papers. We also saved film material that we use for cinema classes. Because these are the most easily destroyed in moldy, steamy conditions that you often will have after a flood.
So you saved the library.
Well, I hope so. I mean, we moved as much material as we could possibly save.
Now, I assume there are just thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of books and manuscripts there. How did you do it?
Well, what we did was we put out a call on campus for volunteers, and if you could see right now what I see on this campus where people are sandbagging, and there are literally thousands of people down here from all over the community that are working really hard to save parts of this campus. And the first couple of days we were moving manuscript boxes with our own staff. We could only use about 20 people at a time because they had to come up elevators. They were too heavy to really be lifting, and we needed to use book trucks to get them up. So we were using our own library staff and had plenty of people for that. But when we decided we needed to move some more of these materials out of the basement and up to upper floors, we put out a call on campus, and I can't tell you, hundreds of people showed up hour after hour, for the most part over the course of yesterday through 9 o'clock last night to help us move the materials we had identified as being most at risk. And it just was unbelievable. There were literally rows and rows of human assembly lines passing books up staircases to get them up to higher ground up on the upper floors.
So you did a fire line. You lined people up?
We did a fire line.
Wow.
And we just said, and there were children, there were students from the university, there were faculty members, deans, administrators, all kinds of people from the community who showed up and just worked like mad. Some of them for hours. Others would show up and we'd relieve one crew and do another. I think there were 3 or 4 lines going up the staircases at any one time. It was really just a very moving kind of sight. And actually, I'm down here today, even though we have closed off the building, because people are still showing up to see if they can help. And we wanted to make sure that we could tell them, how much we appreciate them being there, even though we've done what we feel we can do at this point.
Nancy Baker is the director of libraries at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. The rare manuscripts in the university library there are now out of harm's way, we think. Nancy Baker, thank you so much.
Thank you.